Holy Communion, when we take that bread and that juice, spiritually, we are literally taking Christ's genes and making them a part of our own. Think about that. As a church body, we are becoming more and more like Christ each time we eat this meal. Every time we experience through this one loaf, we are literally becoming the body of Christ that we already represent in the world. It's important that you understand that. You see, as people who claim Christ, we have two options in this world. We are either going to be healers, or we're either going to be people that tear others down. We don't have a choice. Healers or people who tear others down. That's the way it is. You see, we were made in God's image to create. And being created in God's image, we can also destroy. We've experienced that a lot, haven't we? And we have a choice as Christians. We can either create or we can destroy in the lives of the people that are around us. Do you understand that? You see, remember the opening story when the little girl said, if God is bigger than us and lives in us, wouldn't God show through? I say amen to that little girl, don't you? You see, remember that our purpose is to, the reason why we exist is to make Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of Jesus in our church, community, and the world. You see, we are to be life givers as well. We are to be life givers as well, right? You know how many times we feel cornered, like we can't get out of our busy schedules or our unforgiving lifestyles? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity this morning. I'm going to give you an opportunity to free yourself of those burdens, to free yourself of that life-draining energy, whatever it is in your life that drains your energy, drains your spirit, drains your positive attitudes. You were given a white piece of paper this morning when you walked in. And as we prepare to receive Holy Communion this morning, as you listen to Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. That's our hymn of thanksgiving. All right? As you listen to that, I want you to write down your baggage and burdens that you would like to leave behind today. All those things in your life that are draining energy from you, I want you to write down on this piece of paper. And whenever you come up for Holy Communion this morning, I want you to drop them right here in this bowl. And then I'm going to burn them after worship. I'm going to release them. I would love to have burnt them right here, right now. But I think probably the fire department would have come on that one. Right? May take a while for that smoke to get out of here, right? Earl's probably going, oh, thank you, Eric, for not burning those in here. But anyway, you're going to bring those up. Whenever you come up for this life-changing moment, this... You see, Jesus, every time you come to worship, and especially whenever we celebrate Holy Communion, Jesus is sitting here at the well, offering you that life-giving water. Not the fresh running water that makes us thirsty again, but the life-giving water. Do you hear the difference? Hydrazon. Do you hear the difference? The life-giving water. So as you bring that up, I want to free yourself of those burdens that you have in your life. Don't worry, no one's going to read them. We're going to beat them. Yeah, we'll beat them. We're going to burn them right after this service. So I don't want you to worry a thing about that. Drop them in here, and I want you to receive Holy Communion. And when you get back to your seat, the ushers are going to be handing out there's a gold sheet. And I want you to write down on that gold sheet your hopes and dreams for this next year. Because you have been relieved of these burdens, of these life-draining things, because you've been relieved of those, I want you to lift up your hopes and dreams. I want you to write them down. And I want you to keep that handy. Maybe on your bathroom mirror. Wherever. In your Bible. Wherever. assuming you open your Bible regularly, so you can reread those hopes and those dreams. Amen. You understand what I want this morning? All right. So we're going to, here in a minute, we're going to sing. You are welcome to sing after you get through writing, all right? But at first you'll just be listening as you write down your life-draining items. You know, it might be something in your life. It might be a sin in your life. It might be a person in your life at the workplace. I don't want to limit you. You write down whatever drains energy from you. Any questions? Remember this morning, Jesus is a life giver. Let's say that together. Jesus is a life giver. He is sitting at the well, and He's waiting for you. And He wants to bless you with that life-giving water. Please turn now, if you would, to Softly and Tenderly. Jesus is Calling, number 348, as we prepare for Holy Communion and as you write down your burdens, your energy draining. We will sing probably all stanzas, but we'll see how it goes.